Power was lost at our Burton Creek wastewater plant last night for roughly 72 minutes. We think it's due to the inclement weather that we were experiencing. The main power feed coming into the wastewater plant was lost. We contacted BTU. They were dealing with a series of outages, I understand, but they responded to the treatment plant. Working their way back from the stub station to the plant, were able to manipulate some switches and get the power back on.
And in 72 minutes, it looks like an awful lot of product was lost.
Well, you got to understand, a wastewater plant typically is the lowest point in the city. So when the power is lost, we essentially can't move any water. Prior to the power going down, we were at a rate of pumping close to 15 million gallons per day. And so when that stoppage occurred, the water had no other place to go but to run back into the collection system and try to find the lowest point to come out at.
Water then would just come out of the drainage grates at the lowest points around the city then?
Yeah, I mean, the hydraulics come into play. So when the plant is unable to move the water, the water will try to find its the fastest way out. And so usually that's the next lowest point. That could be, usually it's a manhole that you're going to have that'll be upstream of the wastewater plant. It could be if there was a small break in a pipe or some of that nature, but in this case, it's almost always going to be manholes that are upstream of the plant.
The source of the domestic wastewater would be?
The sanitary sewer. What we look at, Brian, like many other cities around the state, even around the nation, we have a sewer system. It's not perfectly watertight. We try to do the best we can to keep it such. But when we get into these rain events, you know, the storm or the sanitary sewer is designed to handle the domestic loading. So that's the wastewater that comes from homes, businesses, industries. When we get into these rain events, there are small breaks, and sometimes there's larger breaks that they're subsurface, and you're not able to see. But when we get into one of these major storms, like last night, close to 4 inches, a lot of that surface water and groundwater will find its way to the sanitary sewer. And unfortunately, the sanitary sewer is not sized to be able to handle that amount of flow. In this case, it wasn't necessarily a capacity issue that we were looking at. It was primarily due to the power outage at the plant and our inability to run our equipment.
Any sort of guessing on the proportion of how much of the water that got backed up would have been from the rain runoff as opposed to homes and businesses and other sources?
Usually when we run into a rain event such as this, you know, we get into a rain event, the treatment plant can see our flows increase 200 to 300%. When you look at sanitary sewage as a whole coming into the plant, it's predominantly water with a very, very small percentage being a waste product. When we got into a rain event, you were talking about a heavily diluted waste stream coming in. I would say predominantly what we were treating or what was lost was rainwater.
The news release indicates Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, better known as TCEQ, being notified the cause of the spill has been corrected and cleanup is underway. I'm guessing the cause of the spill would have been the power outage?
Yeah, the cause of the spill is the power outage, and we're working with BTU with the transformers that we have inside of the plant, looking at how they're aligned, what corrections need to be made, and just an overall evaluation of our system. TCEQ was notified this morning at the beginning of the business day, and we'll receive a written confirmation later this afternoon of what's going on. We will have furthermore next week once we're able to get more into the scenario with BTU as far as their written response. We can provide that over to TCEQ as well.
And the definition of cleaning up, I'm struggling to figure out how you could clean up something just due to backup.
Yeah, typically, I wouldn't say that it's backup. I mean, backup occurs, but when we have an actual loss, and that's what we stated in there, a fair estimate of 600,000 gallons. When we look at the cleanup, realistically, what we're picking up are any solids that may have been released from the system, trying to sanitize those areas, finding out if there are open points where the head pressure was too great for manhole lids, maybe, and they lifted the manhole lid, or maybe they displaced the casing around the manhole lid, disinfecting those areas, treating those areas, and also trying to reseal those areas so we don't have future losses should we ever run into a high-flow scenario.
That sounds like something that's going to take maybe days, considering how large the geography of the city and the system is.
But, and that's true, and that's why we say it's ongoing. We don't say it's complete. The job's never going to be complete. I think it's an ongoing effort. We look at what happens at the treatment plant. We work around the surrounding of the treatment plant. We continue to work into the system. There's no way that you could ever treat any kind of spill of this magnitude, but even much greater magnitude. There's no way that you could do it in a day. It's going to be an ongoing effort, and we'll be committed to overseeing it.
What if a household or a business owner had a backup last night during this time period? Yeah. Is this something that they need to contact the city about?
Yeah, typically when we see when a homeowner has a backup at their house or service interruption, we always want to know what goes on in the system. So if a customer is experiencing a service interruption, a backup especially, we want to know. Our business hours during the day, 209-5900 is a phone number that they can call. After hours, BTU mans a call center, which allows us to know when these things pop up and allows us to act appropriately. That number is 822-3777. We always will come out. We'll take a look at the system. We want to make sure, is it a private issue or is it a public issue? If it's a public issue, we're going to try to take every action we can to fix it on the spot. If not, find some kind of temporary fix to come back with a more permanent fix when time is available. A lot of times these things pop in after hours. They may pop in during the rainstorm. So we do the best we can based on the circumstance. We don't want the customer to be inconvenienced.
Something I want to give you an opportunity to give a shout out to city employees, be it at the plant or the BTU people, to restore power and get your issues resolved from last night.
It's always important to know. I mean, these people are working. We have people working in the wastewater plants. We have people working in BTU. We have people working citywide. It could be your police, your first responders. A lot of time, these people's jobs go unnoticed. And so in the wastewater world, long as the toilet flushes, the sink drains, we're doing our job. Unfortunately, when these circumstances pop up, it puts a little a red mark against our name. But we have committed staff professionally. Very good people on board, and we wish together as a group that we never would have had the outage, and wish we would never have any kind of inconvenience for any of the customers, and especially for the environment. We're committed to getting the job done. We're committed to solving this problem, and we're committed to put long-term safeguards in place. We're looking at the problem. We feel that we've resolved the problem, and we're looking to put safeguards in place to make sure that we don't repeat this in the upcoming future.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners need to know?
No, I don't think so. I mean, hopefully I've painted the picture of how the system works. You know, in reality is, you know, the treatment plant, again, pumps activate to move the water. If the pumps are not running, the water can't run. And unfortunately, the treatment plant is the low point. Pumps don't move. Water has no place to go but to come out of the system or to work itself back through the system to find a weak point. Unfortunately, that's just what happened to us last night. Without having the pumps, we weren't able to move the water.